Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2016 Senior Bowl with the LSU standout, Jalen Mills. Jalen, you come from a factory at the position. Now you're carrying on that tradition. When you arrive on campus, is there anything mentioned about the position you play and the legacy that it has?
Yeah, I mean, you have the tradition that's been there. I mean, forever before I even got there, it's going to be there. I mean, now that I'm going, it's going to be there forever when I leave. But just knowing the position that you play, knowing the standard has been set in, you have to reach that standard and above and beyond.
I think it'd be lazy scouting on most parts, but I just see, you know what, LSU Tigers, secondary, just you know the kid can play, right?
Right.
I mean, just
like,
don't waste your time watching anything. But for you, what does it take in? I mean, you're playing at one of the greatest programs in the country, big-time talent, big-time school. Everybody you play with and against wants to be where you're at today.
Right.
I mean, how does it kind of become fruition for you?
Just really, it comes from all the hard work you put in, you know, it really shows. I mean, coming to an event like this, the recent Senior Bowl, playing against some of the best players in the country, it really shows. I mean, just coming from the institution that we came from LSU, you know, and everything that you put into it, all the hard work, the sweat, the blood, the tears, I mean, and it's really just showing up.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, you're here because you're good. The scouts want to see you. But in your own words, I mean, when they're watching film of you, what are those qualities you bring to the position that you think they're going to love?
A vocal leader, you know, a guy out there who can line anybody up in the defense, and a guy who just plays fast and puts it all on line for his team.
Nice. What goes unnoticed? Sometimes it's the scheme you run. Sometimes, you know, the coaches don't ask you to do things. You're not
right.
Going to do them. But
right.
Leadership qualities, game film study, what do these guys need to know about?
I mean, the extra time that you put in, I mean, the extra time that I put in that, I mean, a lot of people don't know about, even coaches at LSU, you know, just coming in when I have any free time between classes, you know, watching film, getting to my playbook, a couple extra hours, you know, just staying sharp and being on my toes on every aspect of the game.
Jalen, can you, I'm sure there's many, but is there one play that stands out in your career at LSU where you spent the week studying,
you're
preparing, Saturday rolls around, what you see, what you saw on film is starting to become reality, and you make a play?
Yeah, my junior year going against Wisconsin in the fourth quarter, we were down. My team needed some help, and just watching film study that whole week, I had a double tight to the boundary formation, and I knew that both the guys were going to run the seam. I baited the quarterback on the first tight end going up the field, and I came off on the second tight end and caught an interception in the fourth quarter, and it really changed the game around, and we ended up winning that game.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jalen Mills, the standout from the LSU Tigers, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at Blog Talk Radio or listen to it at your leisure at iTunes. Jokingly aside, I mean, we all know the Patrick Petersons and the Honey Badger.
Right.
I mean, is there anything that you may do a little bit better than those guys?
Going with Tyron. I mean, and I mean, you can ask him if you want. Tyron knows that I may have had him when he was at LSU a little bit. You know, even though he was coming out there that Heisman finalist year, but I mean, that guy taught me a lot. You know, so if I was to base my style of play on anybody, it'd be Tyron.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, and I love his size. He's not the biggest guy, but he's just crushing guys.
Plays like he's 6'5".
Yeah, I remember I was at the Cotton Bowl his freshman year, and I remember watching him. He was playing a lot of special teams.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
I
was sitting next to a guy, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, this kid's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, and I go, this kid's, and he ended up getting player to get.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, it just shows you how good he is.
Yeah.
For you, I mean, this is, you know, I'm sure it might even be a teammate or a coach. I mean, what's one of the more heartfelt things that you've been told as a compliment? Maybe it's something kind of makes you know, you carry with you. Maybe it carries you with the day to help you grind and get through it.
Just that, I mean, I have a lot of guys, you know that everything I've been through in the situation that I've been through with me breaking my leg before my senior year, guys are really depending on me, you know. Guys really knowing what I can do and hoping that I'll come out on top of this whole situation.
Nice. How you feeling, man?
Feeling great.
Excellent stuff. Where are you training?
Pete Bomarito's in Miami.
Bomarito does a fantastic job.
Yeah, he does.
Pete's fantastic.
Yeah.
How long you been down there?
3 weeks.
Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more? Are you already seeing the
kind? I'm getting yoked up a little bit more, yeah.
I hope I talk to you like combine time. Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, I stare in the mirror all the time.
Oh, yeah, it'd be on, yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to combine, I assume.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would assume. A little advice if you haven't already heard. Bring an extra duffel bag or suitcase because you're going to get so much free stuff.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, you leave stuff in the room. I've heard guys giving away things at the airport because you just can't pack it all.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for it.
Or you're going to wear like 9 Under Armour hoodies on the plane or something.
Of course, yeah.
So, well, before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot?
Yeah.
All right, besides earning a living in the NFL, you had to make some extra money. Are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band? Or more inclined to see you on the runway as a male model?
I'm definitely going the male model way. Feel like I can be a little charismatic to the ladies a little bit.
I like it. And speaking of ladies, the next question is usually the favorite question you guys like to answer during the whole show. Female celebrities, Jalen, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who you taking?
Quick bite to eat, who I'm taking? Beyonce.
Nice.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
She's we usually tally up the names at the end of the year.
Yeah.
She was back-to-back champion, I think, in 13 and 14. Rihanna took her down last year.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, Rihanna took
her
down. Yeah. So, you know who the surprise pick this year is? Ronda Rousey.
Oh. Nah, I can't go that way. Yeah. She might get mad at me and put me in the chokehold. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but actually, Rihanna's off the radar right now. She's getting crushed.
Oh, yes,
you guys, nobody's going Rihanna win.
No.
But hey, that's hey.
Yeah.
We got a lot of time. Hey man, fabulous career. We appreciate you stopping by to see C2P.
Thanks.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.